he's the, you know, one or two guys on the team that made us feel like we were a real big, big team, you know, and that we had a legit shot to go up against the league's best. And we had a lot of young guys that were learning how to play baseball. And you know, I remember when I got called up, I was the oldest guy in the starting rotation when I made my major league debut. Everybody else was younger. So we were thrown into the fire together, and he was the one guy that had the experience and had the talent to get us through those rough patches so that when we all finally gained enough experience to have success in the big leagues, that we would be ready to start winning games and winning divisions. Obviously, you know, when he signed that big contract, a lot of responsibility fell on his shoulders. You know, people calling him Mr. National, Mr. Walk-Off, all that kind of stuff. But he always stayed humble and remembered that his first duty was to the rest of his teammates and helping them enjoy the big leagues with him and enjoy building that franchise into a winner. And I always remember how he took care of us, always open to inviting us to his house, inviting us out to dinner, and then at the park, you know, always doing what he could to help us win. So, you know, I remember he always hated the spotlight. And so when Strasburg and Harper came along, he was gladly happy to, you know, pass the superstar torch to those guys. But he was always Mr. National. He was so loyal to the organization, loyal to us guys that were on his team. And so, you know, when you think about people that deserve to have their number retired, isn't always about the amount of home runs they hit or the batting average that they had, but the type of teammate they were and what they represented and how they represented the rest of us. And he represented the rest of us in the best way possible, and so there's no one more deserving to have their number retired for the Washington Nationals than Ryan Zimmerman.